This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome to the Kollel Agra de Pirka, National Monday Afternoon Shir. Welcome everybody. We have an amazing topic today. Before we begin, we want to tell everybody of a new learning venue. We have a new shir, a weekly shir being offered that's called Torah Illuminated, which is a Dvar Torah, but the Mar Makoimois and the personalities that we discuss are brought to life with a visual presentation. You could join the group, you could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and sign up for the WhatsApp group, and you'll see every week we have a very beautiful video Divrei Torah presentation. Okay, Parshas Chayisara. Parshas Chayisara opens up where Avraham Avinu turns to the Bnei Ches, and he wants to speak to Ephron, and he wants to buy a plot of land to be able to bury Sarah. And it's interesting, and the Mefarshim point out, and this is cited by the Gra, that seven times in the parsha we have the expression kevuras hames. The Gra says we have ve'ekbira es mesi melefanai, kivar es mesecha, mi kivar mesecha, likbar es mesi, kivar mesecha, ve'ekbira es mesi, ve'es mesecha kivar. And the Kadmonim hone in on this double expression. Why seven times a lashon of kevar mesecha? It would have been sufficient, let's say, three or four of them. And furthermore, why is it that the first six times, first it says kevar kevura and then mes, and in the seventh time it says ve'es mescha kevar? And the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, said as follows. We know that when Avram wanted to bury Sarah, Yimeinu, in the Maros Machpelah, there was already a couple who were buried in the Maros Machpelah. And if that's the case, we need to bury another three pairs: Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. That is who is alluded to in the sixth additional times: Kevar Meisecha, Kevar Meisecha, Kevar Meisecha, Keneged. The sixth tzaddikim who are ultimately going to be buried over there. So that is an amazing remez. We know Rashi tells us the reason why it's called Kiryas Arba is because there are four couples who will be buried there: Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. But two are already buried. So therefore, when Avram is coming to purchase the spot, he needs to get six spots. So he says, Kvar Meisecha, six times. But we also know the Gemara in Saita says that when the Bnei Yaakov came to the Maros HaMachpelah to bury their father, who reared his ugly head? Esav came to say, it's mine. Until a man by the name of Chushim ben Dan came, and he knocked off Esav's head, and his head went rolling down into the Maros HaMachpelah. So there's a seventh person buried in the Maros HaMachpelah. Now we also know from Chazal that Rishayim are called dead when they're alive, but Tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're called alive. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean Tzaddikim are called dead even when they're alive? What do you mean, even tzaddikim are called alive even when they're dead? But the pasuk says, "Vaksiv ki afarat ve'alafar tashuv," that tzaddikim die. So the Gemara says that means when they're dead, they're called dead. Says the Gemara, they only die one moment before tchias hameisim. So tzaddikim, when they're not alive, they're alive. Tzaddikim, when they're dead, they're alive. But a minute before resurrection, they die so Hashem could resurrect them. So we see that tzaddikim are buried before they die. Because tzaddikim don't really die. Tzaddikim are buried. They don't really die. They only die a minute before tchias hameisim. So therefore, says the Gra, the first six times that are a reference to Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, it says Kvar Meisecha because they're tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are considered alive even before they die. Their kivura comes first. They only die a minute before resurrection. So therefore it says Kvar Meisecha. But the seventh and final time, when it's referring to Esav, who his head is buried in the Maron Sachpelah, who by the wicked, their death precedes their kvura, because they're dead even when they're alive. Even b'chayeyim, they're called mesim. Therefore, it says misa before the kvura. So, right off the bat, we see that the Maron Sachpelah is a very special place. You have over there, besides Adam and Chava, you have Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. And I was just remembering, last year I had the zechus this time to be at the Maros HaMachpelah. And some suggest that the Ramban is buried there at the foot of the Maros HaMachpelah. There's even a matseva for the Ramban at the entranceway off to the side by the wall that's perpendicular to the entrance. You have a matseva for the Ramban, based on the fact that the Ramban writes that he wanted to go to Chevron and to dig a burial spot for himself. And it struck me that of the significance of the fact that the Ramban is buried at the Maros HaMachpelah, in light of the fact that the Ramban, throughout Sefer Bereishis, probably the predominant theme in the writings of the Ramban is the concept of Masei Avos Simin Labanim. The actions of our forefathers are a portent to their children. How often the Ramban invokes that concept, the Ramban talks about it in his Hakdama to Shemois, that Bereishis is Sefer HaYetzirah, because the actions of the Avos created the future history and destiny of the Jewish people. The Ramban talks about it in connection to Avraham going down to Mitzrayim and Avraham leaving Eretz Yisrael and the digging of the wells of Yitzchak Avinu and the beginning of Vayishlach and in Vayichi. The Ramban quite often invokes the concept of Masei Avos Simin Laban. This is one of the major offerings of the Ramban. And therefore there's no coincidence that the Ramban is buried right next to the Avos HaKadoshim. But be it as it may, we're about to discover that there might be more going on in the Maros HaMachpelah than meets the eye. There's an ancient sefer called Sefer Koshiyos, and there he brings down that when Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak his son to Makriv him on the Mizbeach, and Hashem sent an aisle in his place, the aisle got entangled in the thicket, and the Satan came and untied the aisle, and the aisle ran away. And where did the aisle run? The aisle ran to the Maros HaMachpelah, and Avram ran after it into the Maros HaMachpelah, and he saw two beds made and two candles lit, and there are two beautiful tzaddikim, and Avram smelled the beautiful aroma of the Ma'ara. It smelled like Gan Eden. And at that point, Avram desired to be buried in the Maros HaMachpelah, and he went to the Bnei Ches and he bought the Maros HaMachpelah. We have a similar account in Pirkei de Rav Elazar, Perek Lamed Vav, that Avram went not at the Akedah, but rather at the time that the three Malachim came. So when Avram went to get the Ben Bakar, and the Ben Bakar ran away from Avram into Maros HaMachpelah, and Avram ran after it, and he saw Adam and Chava lying there, and how goodly it smelled, and he desired the Maros HaMachpelah as a burial spot. And he said to the Bnei Yavus, the Yavusim, he wants to purchase Maros HaMachpelah. The Zohar also elaborates on this episode. The Zohar Kaddish in this week's parasha says, Rav Lezer Omar Beshata Da'al Avram B'ma'arasa. When Avraham went into the cave, Chayich Al begin to have a rod Abasa du Egla. He ran into it to run after the calf, the Chsiviela ben Habakar, Ratz Avram. So the account of the Zohar is more similar to the account of Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar than the account of Sefer Koshiyos, which mentions that Avram ran there by the Akedah. And he runs after it, and Avram saw what he saw. He saw what he saw. Now, what exactly that means? What exactly did he see? And he went to a field. He would pray every day, and he would have this aroma. And now he sees the aroma was emanating from the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and he desired to be there. Okay, so that's the story of how Avraham Avinu was first introduced to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. But as we're about to discover, the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah has more than meets the eye. Comes Yalkut Ruveni. The Yalkut Ruveni says in Mezois HaBracha, Yalkut Ruveni is an ancient collection of midrashic material, Kabbalistic material, put together by Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Shua Heshki, HaKoyen, Katz Sofer, and he reveals five couples were buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Three are revealed and two are hidden. The revealed, Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. The hidden, Adam and Chava, Moshe and Sipira. Moshe and Sipira, Ribbono da Alma Kula. Yaakov Ruveni says, Moshe and Sipira are buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Wow. I mean, if that's not worth price of admission, Moshe and Sipira are buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. V'afa pi sh'al Moshe nemar. And even though about Moshe it says, V'yikbar oisai, Bagai, but it says they buried him in the valley. Yeah, Zehu l'mashal, that's only a parable. Ki zeh ha-pasuk machish l'zeh, the following pasuk contradicts it. She'omer, v'lo yadish his kurasa, nobody knows where he's buried. So did they bury him in the valley? Or did they bury him, or does nobody know? The answer is, Eilu Eilu Dibre Lekim Chaim, it's all true. Emes shelo yadish kurasa, nobody knows where he's buried. No man knows where he's buried. Lo yada ishas kvuras ela malachim. Only the angels v'haraya. The proof is, kimi neged tir haaretz v'shama loy savai. Hashem said, "You will go opposite the land, but you will not go there yourself. V'shama loy savai. You cannot go there, but you'll be brought there in a purity when you die." The angels buried Moshe Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. So he wasn't allowed to go there, but he was brought there. The angels buried Moshe in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. What about Adam and Chava being buried there? Is Nistar? That's a tradition. Adam and Chava yeshlechein inyan Kabbalah. Now that's hard to understand because we just learned that Avraham went there and he saw them lying in their bed. But apparently they are found there in some kind of hidden realm. Says the Yalkut Ruveni, these five pairs are connected to the 10 mystical emanations. Keser, Yesoi, Tiferes, Atara, and so on and so forth. So the Yalkut Ruveni interprets the Pasuk, Vayikvar oisai bagai, he buried him in the valley. And on the other hand, lo yada ish has kvar say, no man knows where he is buried, but malachim knew where he was buried. And then the malachim came and they brought him to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. In fact, in a little appendage to the Sefer Yalkut Ruveni called Shikchas Leket, he brings that Moshe and Sipira are buried in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Because it was told, V'yata lo'y sava yalaretz, but the malachim will bring him there. And these malachim, these five pairs, are a remez to the five, the ten spheres. So this is what a bombshell revelation of the Yalkut Ruveni, and amazingly, the Chida himself in the Chayim HaSanach, he says on the Pasuk, El me'aras sedei hamachpelah, he brings from Rebbe Eliezer of Garmaiza, the Roy Keach, in a handwritten manuscript, the words Me'aras Sedei HaMachpelah, Rashi Tevois, Moshe. Me'aras Sedei Hamachpela Rashi Tevois Moshe. And he says, what's the pshat? That Ma'aras Sedei Hamachpela would be Rashi Tevois Moshe. He says, look in the Sefer HaTmuna, that Moshe and Tzipora are buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpela by the Avos. So now we understand it comes out very beautiful. The Rashi Tevois Ma'aras Sedei Hamachpela is Moshe. Also, he brings a gematria to Tzipora in Ma'akoylel. And Bekiryas Arba is four. There are four eyes. So now, but what do you mean? There are five couples that are buried there. It should be called Kiryas Chamisha. No, four couples were buried there when they died. And Moshe and Tzipora were buried there later. So they didn't change the name of the location. So I want to tell you a little hashgacha pratis that happened to me. Last year, I was at the Ma'aras HaMachpela. And last year, if you remember, it was in Ibrayar. And hashgacha had it that I went to Chevron on Zayin Adar. So I said, I can't believe it. I remember that some say Moshe Rabbeinu is buried at Ma'aras HaMachpela. Well, I'm at Moshe Rabbeinu's kever on his yard site. Now you'll ask, which Adar was it? It was Adar Aleph. So no, but we go by Adar Beis. No, we only go by Adar Beis for Megillah. But for yard site, we go by Adar Aleph. And I was really, I was misspoiled. It's not like I had this in mind. But I was very moved by that. Some say that Moshe, that the Arizal had a nitzutz of the neshama of Moshe. The night before, Monday evening, Zayin Adar, we were at the kever of the Arizal. So we covered all bases on Zayin Adar. Be it the Ari, Monday evening, it was Zayin Adar, or Tuesday afternoon. Now, I totally did not remember, as we're going to see, this is something I saw many, many years ago, 13 years ago, and I even have it on the Mar Mekoymos, that it's brought that you should dafka go to the Ma'aras HaMachpela on Zayin Adar. So A, I had totally forgotten that. B, that was not my kavana at all, going to Ma'aras HaMachpela on that day, but that was a hashgacha. Further ramazim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpela. In the Sefer Mizimras Ha'aretz of Rab Pereg ben Rachamim Ne'im HaSefardi, like we didn't know he was Sephardi, but I guess that's part of the name, HaSefardi. He brings Ma'aras Sedei HaMachpelos Rosh HaTevois Moshe, and the Soifei Tevois is Gematria Zuhi Tzipora. And the middle letters is Gematria Al Yidei HaMalachi Elyon Bola, which is a remez to the teaching of the Akad Ruveni. And he says, after I wrote this, I was mechavein to the great Chida, who says, Ma'aras Sedei Machpela is Rashi Tevois Moshe, Gematria Tzipora Ma'akoylel. And I'm curious, Arba, what about the fact that there are five couples? That's Be'ez Petirasam. However, he asks the question. Let's go back to the Chida. The Chida challenges this whole teaching. He says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Vayechi, it says, Deloi Kibla Ma'arta B'nei Nash Achara. That after Yaakov was buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpela, the Ma'aras HaMachpela never accepted anybody else. There were no more admissions into the Ma'aras HaMachpela, which is somewhat of a stira to this tradition that Moshe and Tzipora were buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpela. And the Chida says, it could be you, could be Marchik Ktsas. But the Sefer Mizimras Ha'aretz wants to say, granted, the Ma'aras HaMachpela did not accept anyone, the same way it was Kiryas Arba, the Chida says, Be'ez Petirasam. Also, the Maran Sabel did not accept anyone Be'ez Petirasam. Okay. Let's take this further. The Medrash tells us there Batama Sara Bekiryas Arba. Some say it had four names: Eshkol, Mamre, Kiryas Arba, Chevroin. Why Kiryas Arba? Four great tzaddikim live there: Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, and Avram. Four tzaddikim were circumcised there: Avraham, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. Or four tzaddikim were buried there: Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Or four imais: Chava, Sara, Rivka, and Leah. So the question that the Chidah brings from the Zohar HaKadosh is, the Zohar says, Va'ad yoyma la'alma, forever and ever, like kabilas ma'arta b'nei nash achara, the cave never accepted anyone else, and it will never accept. V'nishmasin d'zakon i'avron mikamayu b'chi ma'arasa begin de yis'aron v'chomin z'ar d'shav k'ba'alma v'yachtu kamei kutcha b'richa. So that's one question. One question is, the Zayar says, nobody else has ever given entry to the Maris HaMachpelah. So what's the Yaakov Ruveni saying? Moshe wasn't allowed to go there, but the Malachim brought him there. What do you mean the Malachim brought him there? The Zayar says, nobody will ever go there again. It won't accept anybody. Furthermore, the Sifri says, in V'zayis HaBracha, when Hashem told Moshe, V'shama loy savar, it says here, V'shama loy savar, and it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'shama loy savar. Savai, ma tamalem V'shama loy savar. Omar Moshe. Moshe said, Im ani eini nichnas b'chai ekanas b'meis. Moshe said, God, if you don't let me enter the Holy Land alive, let me enter dead. By the way, this is a makar that there's an Indian to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Because some poskim say you're not allowed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael if you live in Echutz Aretz. What? Vatavoyu vatatamu es artsi? You want to live in America and then come and contaminate the land when you're dead? Hashem says, I have a good idea. You ate pizza in America, so stay in America. Why are you coming now that you're dead? Now that you're dead and smelly, now you want to come contaminate the land? You want to bring worms with you? Keep your worms back in America. Some places can say you're not allowed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael if you don't live there. But this is a little bit of a makar of the Inyan being buried in Eretz Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I can't enter alive, at least let me enter dead. Hashem said, Loi, Loi Sava, you're not coming alive, not dead. So Hashem said, Moshe said, if I'm not coming as a melech, I'll come as a regular citizen. Hashem said, V'shama loy savar. You're not coming a king, you're not coming a regular person. You're not coming alive, you're not coming dead. So this is against the Yaakov Ruveni. The Sifri says explicitly. Moshe was told, you're not coming alive, you're not coming dead. Again, maybe you could wiggle out. Moshe wanted to come dead. What does that mean, come dead? Come dead means after a certain chelek of his neshama departed, when he's already considered mess, he would walk in himself. And Hashem said, you're not going to come there dead. Maybe the malachim will bring you. Again, that would be somewhat of a doichik. So we have two questions on Yaakov Ruveni. Number one, the Zohar says there were no more admissions. It was sold out. Maris HaMachpelah was sold out. Number two, the Sifri says Moshe will ask to come dead, and Hashem said you can't come. Next, here's another question. The Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, in the Psichta Ois Chav Dalet, brings a narrative, brings an account that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yirmiyah that today I'm like a person who had one child, who made a wedding for his child, and the child died in the chuppah. So Hashem tells Yirmiyah, go and call Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, wake them up from their grave. They know how to cry. So Yirmiyah said, I don't know where Moshe's buried. Hashem said, what do you mean? Stand on the edge of the Jordan, raise your voice and say, Ben Amram, Ben Amram, get up and shepherd your people. They've been swallowed by their enemy. So Yirmiyah went to the Marasam HaPelah, and he went to the Avos, and he said, get up, the time came that you need to daven to Hashem. They said, why? He said, I don't know. He was embarrassed to say Hashem's destroying the Beis HaMikdash, because the Avos would say, you allowed this to happen? Then Yirmiyah went, and he went to the edge of the Jordan, and he said, Ben Amram, get up! Time to daven! Moshe said, why? What's special about today? Yirmiyah said, I don't know. So Moshe went, and he went to the Malachim, who knew him, and he said to them, Malachim, why do I need to daven? They said, Ben Amram, you don't know this thing is being destroyed? And he was crying and crying until he got to the Avos. So they tore their clothing and they put their hands on their head and they cried out until the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Question, why would Yirmiyah stand by the edge of the Yarden and say, Ben Amram, Ben Amram? Ben Amram's not buried on the edge of the Yarden. Ben Amram moved to the Maros HaMachpelah. What's going on over here? What's Yaakov Ruveni talking about? So we have three questions on Yaakov Ruveni. Question number one is, Maros HaMachpelah sold out. The Zohar says in Vayechi that Maros HaMachpelah was closed. Early admission, there are no more admissions. Number two, the Sifri says that Moshe davened to enter after he died and Hashem said no. And question number three, the Medrash Rabbah says that Yirmiyah went to look for Ben Amram in the Eved LeYarden. He should have gone to the Maros HaMachpelah. Now I'm going to tell you a little Gemara that all you people out there who learn Shas and you want to make a Siyam on Shas, you forgot to learn this Gemara. Okay? Now if you learn this Gemara, then you can make a Siyam on Shas. There's about 30 lines of Gemara that were taken out and the Bach puts back in. It's in the Ein Yaakov. And it's a story about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shweki made a song out of it. This way, if you didn't learn it, at least you sang Shweki's song. The story goes like this. The Bach puts in the Gemara and Saita Daf Yudalad with the story Amar Reb Chomer Bar Chanina, Mimneiman Istater Kivrei Shel Moshe Me'enei Basar Adam. Why was Moshe's kever hidden? Because it was revealed and known before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed and Klal Yisrael was going to be exiled. And they're going to want to pray and go to Moshe's kever and cry and plead to Moshe and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amoid b'tfila, ba'deinu. Va'oi made Moshe, Moshe would stand, u'mevatel asagzera. So the reason why God hid Moshe's kever is he knew he would be exiled, so we would all go run to Moshe's kever and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, daven! And Moshe would daven, u'mevatel sagzera. Because tzaddikim are greater b'misasin more than in their life. Because we find when B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, and they turned sour and they made the egel. Hashem got angry. And they said, Moshe. Hashem said, Moshe, leave me alone and I'll destroy them. Now there are many tzaddikim in that generation. Many chassidim. Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Eldad, Medad, 70 Zakenim, other chacham, tamidim. And Hashem only was mevata l'gzer because of Moshe. So kol shekein when Moshe died, the Klal Yisrael will go to Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, the Bach puts in this Gemara. This Gemara appears in the Ein Yaakov, and the Maritz Chiyo says that go to the Ein Yaakov. There's another Maimer of Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Why Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is hidden? I don't know, says Amar Atzchius, why this was taken out of the Gemara. It's almost like, it's very interesting, that the Hashgacha had it. Not only is Moshe Rabbeinu's kever hidden, but the reason why Moshe's kever is hidden is also hidden. And maybe the reason that's hidden is because if you find out why it's hidden, you might say, well, he's really buried in the Maros HaMachpelah, and you might go on Zayin Adar and be Mavatol all the Gezerois. So Hashem had to take it out of the Gemara and Saita also. But anyway, so this is question number 4. You ready? We have 4 questions on the Alkud Ruveni. Question number 1 is, how could you say Moshe was buried in the Maros HaMachpelah? The Zayar says, no one else going in, like Kabilis Ma'arta B'nei Nashachara, that we didn't accept anybody else sold out. Number 2, Moshe Davin to enter and so dead, and Hashem said no. Question number 3, Hashem told Yirmiyah, go to Moshe's kever, and Yirmiyah says, I don't know where. Hashem said, go to the Eiver LeYarden. What does it go to Eiver LeYarden? Go to Chevron. And question number 4, the whole reason Moshe's kever is hidden is so Bnei Yisrael won't be able to daven. What do you mean? Like, could you just go to the Maros HaMachpelah? So this is very interesting. In the Sefer Oitzer Plais HaTorah, I remember I saw this, I believe the Sefer came out 13 years ago. So he says, this is a question on Yaakov Ruveni that Moshe is buried in the Maros HaMachpelah. That Kaisel could have gone to Maros HaMachpelah at the time of the Chorban. So he says, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu only went to the Maros HaMachpelah after the Chorban, which would answer the last 2 questions. Namely, the question that the Gemara in Soita that we don't have says Yirmiyah had to go Eiver LeYarden to call Moshe. Why didn't he go to the Maros HaMachpelah? Well, Moshe wasn't there yet. It answers why Moshe's kever was not known, so at the time of the Golos, Klal Yisrael wouldn't go pray to Moshe. What do you mean Moshe's Maros HaMachpelah? No, he wasn't there yet. Does it answer the first 2 questions? The Zayar says there are no more admissions. Well, Moshe got in, you know, after the Statue of Limitations were over. There's a Statue of Limitations. Statue of Limitations were until Churban. And he got in after that. And Moshe davened to be buried there right away, and Hashem said no, but ultimately he went there. But I like another answer better. By the way, he brings in a footnote. This would answer the question of the Chida. Does the Chida ask this question even? Or you could answer the question. I don't think the Chida actually asked this question. I think maybe he asked it. But we can answer the question from the Medrash Neicha. But I think there's another way to answer this. Because if you're medayik in the Lashon of the Medrash says, Hinichoi Moshe v'holach itza malach yashohi makaroson v'hoyotsoyek u'boichad sheigia la'avais ha'olam. Moshe was crying continuously until he got to the avais. How did he get to the avais? So there's another Sifri. The Sifri says, Minayin ata oimer, Mechila hoysa yoitza mikvarasa shalmoshe lkvarasin shalavis. How do you know there's an underground tunnel from the grave of Moshe to the grave of the Avais? Nemar kan vayamas sham Moshe, v'nemar alan shama kavros avram esara ishtoi. So there's some kind of commonality between Moshe and the Avais. From there we learn there's an underground cave. So the Oitzer Plais HaTorah brings, maybe this is what the Yaakov Ruveni means, not that they actually buried Moshe there, but they dug some kind of underground tunnel, and in some sense it's considered as if he's buried there. Be it as it may, in the Sefer Bir Hashir Bar Yochai from Agoin Atzadik HaMakubo, Rabbi Shaya Usher Zelig Margolos. He brings that it is very correct to go to the Maros HaMachpelah on Zayin Adar, and Rabbi Shaya Usher Zelig Margolos was a big Makubo and was the chief of festivities in Meiron. Himself, he personally would go to Maros HaMachpelah on Zayin Adar. Maybe we could say a remez that Moshe has some connection to the Maros HaMachpelah is the pasuk says that the Bnei Chay said, Ish! Mimenu es kivroi lo yichla mimcha. We will not withhold a kever, Ish! And of course we know Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Ish. The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish, like it says, V'ha Ish Moshe Anav Ma'ir. Anyway, so this is a little bit about some of the secret labyrinths of the Maros HaMachpelah. Maybe Wednesday we'll talk about people who have made attempts to excavate and to explore the Maros HaMachpelah over the years. Or we might talk about camels. I'm not sure yet. One of those two topics. Or maybe both. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's what I got for you today. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.